Welcome back to a new episode of Sweet But Salty, the Bliss Point of Podcasts. I'm recording this late at night, and late at night in my world is 9:30. This might sound weird to some people, but I get tired very early, and I'm basically tired all day. And then I get a high around 7 p.m., I have more energy, and then it declines again. So I just remembered that I had to record a podcast episode for tomorrow, and my reaction was literally, oh shit, because I had completely forgotten. But here I am recording, and I just want to leave you with an amazing feeling of positivity. I don't really know how to accomplish this, because I truly believe that every single person has the capability to do that for themselves, but I don't know how to do it for other people. But I can share what works for me. And I've read about this a lot lately, and also experienced it in my personal life, is really to be grateful and to practice gratitude for whatever it is that you have in your life at the moment. And even though it may seem like things are going the wrong way, or you don't feel like there is anything worth being happy about and grateful for, I assure you, if you sit down for 10 minutes and really think of all the blessings in your life, you'll come up with some. Even if on some days it's just, I got through the day today, because I know how those days feel. And I also know how hard it is when you're in such a rut to think of something you're grateful for. But I want to encourage you to really do that and to really truly dive deep on your inner landscape and your emotions. And I really, really hope that this podcast can serve as a reminder to you to truly feel everything, all of your emotions, and to sometimes even be grateful that you can get angry, because there are some people, including myself, who just can't get angry for whatever reason. And anger is healthy, and every emotion is healthy to a certain degree, you know. So I think it's a lot about feeling our feelings and feeling gratitude and unlocking that in ourselves, because it's the best antidote to fear and the best antidote to anger and any negative emotion is literally gratitude. So I really hope this serves as a little reminder to you to be happy and grateful. I don't know how often I've said the word grateful in this podcast episode, but I'm pretty sure you could make a drinking game out of it. So yeah. I will catch you very soon. Stay tuned, subscribe, and bye.